As we all know, 1933 was quite a year. Franklin Roosevelt and Adolf Hitler both came to power, and all over the world, countries were fighting a crippling depression. It was the worst of times to try and get anything new recorded. The record industry had been hit hard, and whatever new music they had indulged in the late 20s was a thing of the past. This makes it all the more amazing that a 25-year-old xylophonist would even try to record himself, much less accompanied by a piano, bass, and a bass clarinet. But that's exactly what Kenneth Red Norvo did. That's the Dance of the Octopus, and nothing like it had ever been heard before. Inspired by Claude Debussy and Bix Beiderbecke, it came out pure Red Norvo, and it set the stage for a series of recordings unique in the annals of jazz. Norvo first came to the attention of the music public and of musicians while a member of the Paul Whiteman Orchestra in the early 1930s, and he also met his first wife, singer Mildred Bailey, while in that band. Red's first recordings were made in 1931, backing Mildred on a recording of what was to become her theme song, Hoagy Carmichael's immortal Rockin' Chair.
Old rocking chair got me, cane by my side. Fetch me that gin, son, or I tend your hide.
Norvo and Bailey were married in 1933, and they spent the next 3 years working in the radio and recording studios of New York. Dance of the Octopus was recorded during this period, and it was followed by a pair of classic sessions produced by the legendary John Hammond. The first one finds Red leading an ensemble of future band leaders, Jack Jenny on trombone, Charlie Barnett on the tenor sax, Artie Shaw on clarinet, and on piano the one and only Teddy Wilson. Here they are on I Surrender Dear. A few months later, Red was back in the studio for the second session, this one with trumpeter Bunny Berrigan, tenor man Chew Berry, and the great drummer Gene Krupa. This is something they did called Bug House. Partially as a consequence of these recordings, Red set out as a leader in 1935 with a small group that featured the sensitive writing of Eddie Sauter. And although there aren't many instruments present, the variety of textures that Sauter achieved are really striking. This is something they played called Gramercy Square. Everybody had a big band in the 1930s, and the following year, Red expanded his band to 12 pieces. Imagine a full big band playing softly enough so that you could hear Red's xylophone.
Thank you.
Certainly, Mildred Bailey never sounded better than she did with this band, with arrangements hand-tailored by both Norvo and Sauter. This is You Leave Me Breathless.
You leave me breathless, you heavenly thing. You look so wonderful, you're like a breath of spring.
Although composers such as Duke Ellington and Alec Wilder loved and supported the band, it finally broke up in 1939, along with Red and Mildred's marriage. Mildred sang up until her death in 1951, and Red has continued to have a most distinguished career. In an age where jazz is still viewed by some as a young man's art, it would do us all well to pay homage to one of the true pioneers of the music, Red Norvo.